There's been four deaths in custody in Queensland within the past 4 weeks, and still no answers. I spoke to Aboriginal academic Gracelyn Smallwood about her thoughts on the investigations and who is to blame.
Four deaths in custody in 4 weeks in our state is totally unacceptable. You know, there's all sorts of statements going around where they've said, oh, they had predisposing causes, some of them. I mean, it doesn't matter whether they're black or white. There is a duty of care here for corrections. The officers that are taking care, whether it be the police or corrections officers. It appears in Queensland that deaths in custody seems normal behaviour, and if it was in any other country in the world, there'd be a public outcry. This is a total violation of human rights, and policies and procedures have to be overhauled, and there has to be some form of Royal Commission because it just is getting out of hand.
So do you think the whole system is at fault, or, you know, where do you lay the blame?
Look, it's a systematic problem. You have protocols, policies and procedures that have been so outdated that have been carried on from previous Conservative governments that hasn't had a shake-up, and there's still a top-down approach. Once they review all their policies, procedures and change them and be updated and do it from a bottoms-up approach, the system is still at fail here because the system has a duty of care for all prisoners, black and white, and until that's done, it's a systematic problem. And let's not forget that racial discrimination is a fact of life in this country. Even though the Prime Minister has said the apology, the intervention is still alive and well, where they had to rebut the Racial Discrimination Act. And so it's a holistic approach and a partnership approach that we have to resolve these issues.
So what do you think needs to happen now, Grace?
We would like to see a Royal Commission into these deaths in custody so all evidence can be laid on the table and then the justice takes its course from them. The only way that we're going to get all the evidence is through an independent inquiry, through a Royal Commission.
James Cook University's Indigenous advisor, Gracelyn Smallwood. Journalist Tony Kosh from The Australian has been following the issue closely and has been heavily involved in the reporting of the Palm Island case. I asked him if the sudden spate of deaths in custody was something to worry about.
I don't think there's a big chance of it happening, Justin, because the four deaths that have occurred, three in the last week and four, a fourth one in the last month, there doesn't appear on the face of it anyway to be suspicious circumstances. I think what will happen, and I think in this instance, probably the proper course is for the coroner, the state coroner, to get into it quickly and have a look at it, hold proper inquests and take proper evidence, and then accept the recommendations from him. If he thinks a Royal Commission or some sort of a more in-depth inquiry is required, I think that's the way to go.
Given the fact that the recent deaths have all occurred in Queensland, what does this say about the Queensland Police Department?
Yeah, I think that, you know, and I'm not an apologist for police or for government at all, but I think that we've had a spate of unfortunate ones. My understanding is that two of them were suicides, and another one was a very sick young man, and the most recent one appears to be, and I emphasise appears to be, a heart attack. I just can't see where any blame can be attributed anywhere. But, of course, you know, we don't know all the details, or we don't know whether they were denied medical attention when they needed it, whether there was a lack of duty of care. So all those things are to be found out by some proper authority. And I think in this case, as I said before, the coroner's the first port of call. And if something heavier, if you've got to pull out the heavier artillery, he can recommend that.